That is hardcore.
This is hardcore shit.
But for me, it's harder and harder to resist.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Hardcore Horror with Mike and Bridget. I am your host, Mike, and I'm with my co-host, Bridget. Bridget, 2023.
What's up, Mike? Happy New Year.
Yeah. We survived another year. All right. So what do you got going on for this year? What's been going on since the last time we did a podcast?
Man, so it's been a hot minute because we had to kind of go through the holidays.
Yep.
Just crazy things. I just got back from a trip from Austin, Texas. I've never been there before.
How was that?
It's pretty fun. It was warm. It was almost 80 degrees. It was really, really, really nice. So I went there for a work trip, but I didn't have a lot of free time. But on the way to the airport, I was like, Austin is known to be kind of weird. It's kind of weird town, which I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I found out really quick. So I went and visited this place called the Glass Coffin.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I put some pictures up on social media. So they sell antiques and apothecary and really just anything dark. Here's the cool thing is that there's a room in the back where the owner collects haunted items. You have to pay $5 to go in there.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'll pay $5. And my friend, so I met a friend there that's we work for the same company, but she lives in Texas. So she kind of went with me and she's like, girl, I am not going back there. I was like, I am. Here's $5. And they put you in this back room. It kind of looks like a large closet and it's got creepy dolls and all the items in there are supposedly haunted. And the owner was showing me, he had one piece from Ed and Lorraine. If you ever watched the Annabelle.
That reminded me. Yeah, that reminded me of their little room there they got. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. Not quite as big as what you see on the movie, but I did get kicked out, so that's pretty fun.
You got kicked out of the room?
Yes, I did. It was kind of a misunderstanding and I was just so shocked. So he's like, okay, no pictures, no videos. I was like, that's cool. Well, he left me in the room, shut the door. And it's dark in there. There's no lights. He's got a few little lights here and then, just, I guess, to make it look creepy. Well, each little item has a card where you can read about it. Uh-huh. So I pulled out my phone to use my flashlight. Well, okay. He's got cameras all around. He thought I was in there videoing. He come busting there. He was like, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You need to leave this room. I told you no videos. I was like, oh, no, I couldn't see. I got kicked out. I was like, I was like, you should get more lighting.
Oh no!
It was funny though. I sat up there and talked to him for a minute and bought some things off of him, and he was telling me stories. He was like, "Look, I'm really sorry about that, but this is like how I make my little extra money." I was like, "It's no big deal," but I swear to God, I was just using my flashlight. But so that was kind of fun. After I left there, on the way to the airport, I stopped at Voodoo Donuts. That was pretty cool. I even got brought my daughter a donut home. The donut was called Old Dirty Bastard. And Tracy, I got him one that looked like a blunt.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Austin's pretty crazy. But that's been my fun adventure for this week. What about you? Anything exciting?
Oh, not really. Just been watching a lot of movies and stuff, you know. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit, just recap 2022. And I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. And the question is, was 2022 a good year for horror?
That's a hard question. I think so. Well, it's bad because if you go back and listen, you tell me, come up with your top ten, and I was like, holy shit, I couldn't even come up with them.
Right. You didn't even have 10 good ones. So I thought, well, she probably didn't think that was a great year.
Yeah, but the ones that, you know, I had on my top list, they were really good. So, so there was some really good ones that came out. Overall for the entire year, But yeah. I think what's happening is that, you know, it takes so long to film and edit a movie, and you go back, you know, we had COVID for like, oh my gosh, such a long time. And I think it slowed a lot of things down for a movie. I could be wrong. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of movies coming out. I mean, you know, I mean, sure, it did slow down Hollywood some for a while there, but, you know, people got inventive, and then the indie scene, they definitely didn't stop, you know. Because I know a lot of people were just like, I'm going to make a movie now because I've got nothing better to do. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot. I mean, there never was a point where there's no movies coming out, you know.
Oh, there was never, yeah, right.
You know,
right.
And then, and we've talked about oversaturation many times, and, you know, I think that's, we're still there. I mean, and it's not going away. It's not going away anywhere. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think that really hampered it too much. I mean, it might have hampered the quality of some things, because some things had to be, you know, probably altered to fit that pandemic situation, you know, and stuff like that. So I know, speaking for myself, I mean, the last movie I did was totally different than I wanted to do it. And that's because of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that from so many people, but, you know, there was some good ones. 2022, 2023, I've been kind of checking out some horror movies that's coming out.
So we got some upcoming horror. What do you think? There's a lot. I got a list here. You mean run through some?
Yeah.
The ones that are coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, of course, Megan's already out. That one's kind of blew up at the box office.
That one came out today, right?
I think it's been out like a couple weeks, I think, and it's already, yeah, it was number two. Yeah, it's done really well at the box office, you know, right behind Avatar, so it's done pretty well. There's a new little indie movie. I have not seen it yet, but it's gotten some buzz. It's called, let me see if I can pronounce this right, Skinamarink?
Skinamarink, okay.
Have you heard of this one?
Nope, I don't think so.
So I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. So listen to the synopsis a little bit. Two children wake up in the middle of the night to find their father is missing and all the windows and doors in their home have vanished. And that's all I've got as far as plot details. If you look at the trailer looks kind of creepy, and just a voice. It actually looks like an older kind of movie, but I don't know. I feel like, is it going to be like a Paranormal Activity sort of thing? Because if it is, I don't know. But anyway, it's out. It's out or coming out. I think it's out certain places. Again, I don't know. I don't know how good it is, but I do want to check it out.
Do you know where we can find it at? Like, is it theaters?
No, it's actually out in theaters. Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually, I probably limited, I'm sure, but yeah, that's where it is. So there's some new other ones coming out. Scream 6 is going to come out pretty soon. I know you're not a big fan of that franchise, but
man, I hope they do better on this one. Even though the last one, they're like, this is it. Nope.
Well, we'll see, because this is going to be a whole new different take on it, I think. So we'll see. Have you seen the trailers for the new Evil Dead Rise?
Yes, I did see that. Yeah, what I think you recommended. I think you were. It looks pretty good to me. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Look, I'm actually a fan of almost all of the Evil Dead stuff. I mean, did you like the remake?
Do you know what? That is one of the few movies I can say that I absolutely loved it. It had all the gore that I just love.
Yeah, it was great.
I thought it was really good.
I loved it too. I thought it was awesome. I loved the TV show. I thought the TV show was fun. So I think this was going to be good. You know, I really do.
You're talking about Ash versus Evil Dead.
Right. Yes.
Yes, you've been in my office. You've seen my big splat, my Ash versus Evil Dead splatter canvas across an entire wall.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I think that one's one I'm probably looking forward to the most. I think. I got Knock at the Cabin. This is a new M. Night Shyamalan movie. Have you seen the trailer for that one?
I don't think I've seen the trailer for that one.
Well, I don't know. The trailer looks weird. It makes it intriguing, but. These people are taken hostage by armed strangers who demand that the family make a choice to avert the apocalypse. I don't know. It could, you know, it's in Mount Shyamalan, so it could go either way, really, I guess. But I tend to like his stuff overall. I'm never like terribly disappointed usually.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a look. Renfield, did you see the trailer for that one?
I don't even know if I've heard of that one or not.
Well, Renfield, you know, it's the character in Dracula. And of course, Dracula's in it, but Dracula's being played by Nicolas Cage.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which to me is, that sounds awesome.
Renfield. Okay. Mm-hmm. I almost think Nicolas Cage would play a good Dracula. I think.
Yeah. I think so too. I think that might be a perfect role for him. We got that Winnie the Pooh movie coming out, The Blood and Honey. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I saw it when it first came out a while ago. Actually, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. It did seem like a joke at first, but nope, it's definitely coming out.
Yeah. See, that one comes out February, I'm thinking. February 15th. I think that was February the 15th, because I do remember seeing that one.
Yeah. There's a film coming out later this year. I haven't heard much about it, but it's called Fear. Very generic title, Fear.
Okay, so I haven't heard of that one.
It just says a much-needed getaway and a celebration weekend turns into a nightmare due to the contagious airborne threat. Is the threat fear? I don't know what it is. I don't know much about it. So
it seems like when you're saying that, and we were talking about when Apocalypse, there's another movie coming out this year called Sick. That's something to do with. Is that on your list?
No, I've already watched it. I will talk about it in a little bit.
Oh, okay, cool. But it's not like, oh wow, all these movies that are coming out. It's about like quarantine and COVID and apocalypse.
You'll see that for a while. I think that's going to resonate for a while.
I think so. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Another movie supposed to come out this year is The Exorcist. Anybody looking forward to that?
I mean, I'll give it a watch. I mean, it's worth watching. I don't know how I'll feel about it, but
I will watch it, but I would prefer to have been left alone, to be honest.
I know. I think on so many movies when they do the remakes, and we talked about this on one of our podcasts last year, that there's very, very few remakes that are great.
Well, it's not going to be a remake. It's supposed to be like a continuation. So it's David Gordon Green.
Oh, and the mom is in it, right?
Right. So
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. David Gordon Green, the guy who did the Halloweens, you know, Halloween, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends.
Yep.
He's the one doing these Exorcist movies. So.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't. Now look, I like Halloween. I like the continuation Halloween he did, the first one. I thought it was really good. Kills. I liked it okay. I didn't love it. I know a lot of people didn't like it at all. I didn't love it, but I liked it. I enjoyed it for what it was. And, of course, we know how I feel about Halloween Ends. But so, I don't know. We'll see about that one. Another movie coming out pretty soon is Infinity Pool. Have you heard anything about that one?
I have. I've watched the trailer for it.
What do you think?
I think I want to watch it, actually.
Yeah.
Now, do you know when that one's coming out, or is it already out?
I think it's like toward the end of this month, maybe. I'm not exactly for sure, but it's pretty soon. But it's by that guy, David Cronenberg's son, Brandon Cronenberg. He did that movie Possessor last year, or maybe a couple years ago. Did you watch that one?
Possessor. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. So I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a wild ride.
I think like so. January 27th. You see it. I see it now. That's when it comes out. Yeah.
Okay. What about Cocaine Bear? Have you seen the trailer?
So I have seen the trailer. I'm like, I don't know. Hey, I'll watch it.
Oh yeah, I'll watch it. I think it's gonna be awesome.
It might be different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do like. Hey, that's good. I think it's good that you know, starting to broaden your horizons. I'm a Cocaine Bear.
So this is a true story, though. This is a true story of a bear that got high on cocaine, and that guy who died, he actually was an hour from here in Knoxville. That's where he landed. So this is a true story, but the movie's not a true story, but it's based on a true story.
Yeah, it's like inspired by true events.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. There's some other sequels coming out down the pipe. Insidious, Fear of the Dark, a new Insidious coming out. Did you like any of those?
I absolutely love the first one and the second one.
Yeah.
And the second one came out, I think, a couple years later. And I remember seeing it in the movie theater. I was in Panama City. And I thought they did really well with how they tied it into the first one. Yeah. I thought they did that really well. And now I couldn't really get into them after that. So
I thought they were okay. I mean, I didn't hate any of the other two sequels. They were kind of sort of different variations of it. But this one, the lead guy in the first one, he's directing this next one, the new one.
I can't say. I didn't know.
Patrick.
And he's a horror icon. He was I was just talking about Ed and Lorraine. He played Ed in that series of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of that universe, the Conjuring universe, The Nun 2 is coming out this year, I think. Were you a fan of The Nun? I was sort of disappointed in that movie. I don't think it lived up to potential what it could have been.
I agree with you on that. I totally agree with you. I don't know, maybe I had such high expectations going in, and then it was just disappointing.
Well, I think she was creepy in The Conjuring, but when you brought it to its own movie, I didn't feel like it really was. I didn't think it was really deserving of a sequel, but it did make a lot of money, so there you go.
Yeah.
Up next was another one coming up is Saw 10, the new Saw movie. What do you think? Are you up for more Saw, or are you over it?
I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
I think I was over it like four movies ago. It's crazy because the first one I absolutely loved. I love the second one. The third, fourth, but after that it was like just kind of got repetitive, I feel like.
Well, you know, there was definitely fatigue because they started coming out every year. You know, every year there was a new Saw movie. And, well, like I said, this is 10, you know, and so there definitely have been a lot. I don't know how they're working this new one, but I guess Tobin Bell is coming back. He's going to be playing the character again. So I don't know how that's going to work. They teased him so many times afterwards doing like prequels and stuff like that. But I don't know how this one will work, but I guess he's back. Anyway, that's just a little bit of the list. I mean, there's so many mid-tier and lower budget horror movies coming out that, you know, like I said, it's going to be oversaturated again. But any of those you thinking you're going to go to the theater to watch? Any of those you're like, I got to see this one for sure?
I kind of want to see Megan in the theater.
See what? See what?
The movie Megan.
Oh, the Megan movie. Yeah, well, that's
I kind of want to see that one. Really, any time you can see something in the theater, it makes such a big difference. Have you ever been at home watching a movie and you're like, damn, I wish I would have watched this in the movie theater. It'd been so badass.
Well, it can definitely change your experience. I mean, if I don't like a movie in a movie theater, it must be pretty bad because I generally enjoy that experience, you know?
Yep.
So if that, you know, like Black Christmas remake, but if that doesn't happen too often with me, but yeah, usually I will enjoy that, you know, and yeah, it will kind of help. I remember also, if you ever watch movies at a drive-in, I remember watching Halloween, one of the Halloween movies, it might've been H2O. I don't remember which one, but I watched it in drive-in. It was so dark. I was like, I can barely see what's going on, you know? And then you watch it at home and you're like, oh, it's actually really pretty good. But
That's disappointing.
So, right. So that happens too sometimes, but it's the opposite of obviously in the theater. For me, I'm going to go see Scream 6. I'm a fan of the franchise. I'm definitely going to go see Evil Dead Rise.
For sure. That would be a good one. That's another one of those movies when I watched the remake of it. I feel like it was kind of underrated. Like there wasn't a lot of talk about it. But when I watched I was like, this shit is good.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people that either didn't watch it or didn't like it, but I don't know, man. I thought it was spot on.
Same, agree. But that was one of the movies I was like, damn, I wish I would have saw this in the theater. It would have been so badass.
I think I did see it in the theater. I'm almost certain I did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But even just watching it at home, and I've rewatched it many times, I still think it's a great watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of watching, it's been a while. Anything you've been watching since the last time we podcasted that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I've watched a few things. One of them was actually your recommendation.
Okay.
The Menu.
Oh, all right. What do you think?
Man, I loved it.
Fun, wasn't it?
Loved it because one, I couldn't quite figure out like what is happening? Like what's gonna happen? And then you kind of get and you're like, oh shit. But it was so different. It was different. And that's what I liked about it.
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
Definitely different, not something you see every day. Anna Taylor-Joy, man. She's just a horror staple, man. Have you noticed all the movies that she's been in?
I can't remember her character's name in the movie, but I don't want to give any spoilers away. She was the one like with the dress and the combat boots, which I thought was so fucking awesome. I was like, I love it. She's wearing combat boots with an evening gown. That's great. Yeah. What else has she been in?
I can't think. Tons of things. Tons of horror things, honestly. Started with The Witch, which I know you're not a big fan of that movie, but that was the first one she was in. She did... she was in that New Mutants, which was a horror X-Men thing. She was in Last Night in Soho.
Okay. Was she the main chick in there?
She was the one that she
saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Didn't realize that was her. Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm.
She was in The Northman, which is not horror, but horror-esque, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Glass, which is Split. She was in Split.
Okay.
And she was in Morgan, which is a kind of a sci-fi horror movie. I think that's all so far. But yeah, she's done quite a few.
Yeah, I loved her character in The Menu. Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even want to give it away, but if you haven't seen this movie, go watch it. It's definitely worth it. I loved it.
It's offbeat for sure, and it's, you know, you have to have a little sarcastic sense of humor maybe to enjoy it, but yeah, I think it's fun.
Yeah. So I started watching a new show on AMC Plus. So there's only two episodes out. It's Anne Rice's Mayfair Witches.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I saw the first one. What do you think about it?
So the first one is crazy because, you know, I was like, oh, it's kind of slow. You know how I am.
It was kind of slow.
It was slow, but you know what? It actually started to pick up. So after the second one was over, I was like, is there a third? Oh, shit, there's not a third yet. So I think it's worth watching the second episode if you haven't yet. Okay. I did watch a documentary. This is like, to me, crime documentaries is like real horror.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was pretty crazy. I don't even remember this story, but it's Sins of Our Mother.
Sins of Our Mother.
Lori Daybell, she was a wife and a member of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. And she got all wrapped up in this religious stuff, just talking crazy, and her children disappeared. It's three episodes. It was so good that I sat up till 5 a.m. watching it. So I watched all three episodes all night. So good. So good. I think it's on Netflix, so definitely worth checking out because it's all real and it just happened just a few years ago, like 2019.
Okay.
So definitely worth checking out. Yeah. I've also been watching some shorts. Watched some of them earlier. The Cat with Hands. That was my favorite when I watched
The Cat with Hands. Okay.
The Cat with Hands. It's like, I think about 3 minutes long, but I was like, oh my God, this is kind of disturbing. It's fun. I love watching shorts sometimes.
Where are you getting these shorts from? Are you just randomly YouTube. Looking them up? Yeah, but are you?
YouTube. So I typed in, like I went and I'd use DuckDuckGo. So I call it ducking it. So I went and ducked the top horror shorts of 2022. So the top 10 come up. So I'll just randomly watch them. Just like I've been at the airport and doing some waiting. You know, I can't watch a whole movie while I'm sitting there waiting to catch my flight. So shorts are like the best thing to watch. And they're kind of fun too.
Yeah.
So I watched several of them. That one was kind of my favorite. The Cat with Hands.
Cat with Hands. Okay. Yeah.
So what about you? I know you've probably been, it's been a while since we've chatted. So, and we know we watched The Menu. So we talked about that.
Yeah. I'm not going to go through a list because that would be way too long of the movies I watched since last time we talked. But you're talking about the true crime stuff. There is another documentary on Netflix called The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker.
Okay.
Have you heard that one? Heard of this?
No.
You should check it out. It's pretty bizarre.
And what's it called again?
It's called The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker.
Okay. And what's it about?
It's about this guy who kind of blew up and became famous here just a few years ago because it was weird because he was hitchhiking. This guy picked him up. This guy was like this. Well, okay. There's some things you'll learn throughout the documentary. But anyway, this guy ended up crashing into this other guy and said he was trying to kill the guy. This girl comes over trying to see if everything's okay. And the guy driving puts her in like a bear hug, like a bear lock. And so the hitchhiker takes out a hatchet and hits him over the head 3 times.
Oh shit.
But becomes a hero because he saved this girl from this guy. And this guy was spouting like a lot of profanity and racism and stuff and all this kind of weird, negative shit. And, so anyway, you learn through the documentary, how things, transgress and, you know, descend, I guess. But yeah, it's a wild one. It's definitely interesting.
How many episodes are there?
It's just a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So I'm just going to highlight a few little things that I watched since the last time we did a podcast. And one of the first ones I talked to you about was Piggy.
Yes, I tried to stream that one the other night, and I couldn't find it for nothing. I couldn't find it.
You know, I don't know what happened with it because I do remember them talking that Shudder was going to put it on there, but they haven't yet. So I don't know if it just kind of got kind of bigger than they thought, and they're just letting it run, or what's going on. But eventually, it's supposed to be on Shudder.
I think it's on Screenbox right now, but
okay,
yeah, I got to renew that one. So
yeah.
Stay tuned.
It's pretty good. An overweight teen is bullied by a clique of cool girls poolside while holidaying in her village. The long walk homeward changed the rest of her life. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. It's about a girl who's just, you know, totally, you know, alienated and made fun of all the time. And then she gets a chance to see the tables turn a little bit. And it's what she does is what's going to change the course of everything. I won't give it away, but it's worth a watch for sure.
And that movie is Spanish, right? Right.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So another movie I watched, I think I told you about, was Violent Night. Now, during Christmas, I watched a few Christmas movies, not too many, but Violent Night was one I watched. This was a fun one. I really recommend this movie. It's just about a guy who plays Santa. He is Santa, and he's delivering presents. But he's like very disgruntled, and he's like, you know, drinking their alcohol and just doing all kinds of shit. But anyway, so he ends up at this house, and then lo and behold, these people come to rob the house while he's in there. And nevertheless, things go awry. Boy, it's very much a action thriller, but horror for sure.
Okay. Is it worth a watch?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Another Christmas movie that I really liked was Christmas Bloody Christmas. This one's on Shudder right now, I believe. Okay. This is about a Christmas Eve, and all Tori wants to do is get drunk and party. But when a robotic Santa Claus at the nearby toy store goes haywire and begins a rapid killing spree throughout her small town, she is forced into a battle for survival. It's pretty fun. This was pretty wild. It's kind of got a very punk rock feel to it. But so kind of think of like the Terminator, but if he was dressed as Santa.
That I was like, that sounds fun. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, he pretty much, he sees her and at the mall and focuses on her. So he chases her the rest of the movie. It's good. It's pretty fun. I'm not going to really go through any rewatches I did, really, except for one. I want to talk about one rewatch, which was
Terrifier 2.
I did watch Terrifier 2, but...
Oh, it's not it? Okay.
No. I want to talk about The Collection, because I don't think we've ever talked about those movies. Have you watched those movies, The Collector and The Collection?
I've seen The Collector.
Okay.
I think that's about it, though. I think it's the only one.
Well, you got to watch The Collection, too. Because I watched it again, and I was like, wow, this thing is so damn gory and bloody. I forgot how bloody and gory this movie is. I think they kind of get lost in the shuffle because there's these traps and stuff, so it kind of feels like sort of like a Saw movie in a way, you know. But not really to me. Like, they definitely hold their own. Sadly enough, they actually started filming the third one, I guess, and then they stopped production a few days in, and then I guess it's up in the air probably whether they're not going to make a new one, make part three, which is unfortunate because I really do like these two. I think they're really good movies. So
okay, that's cool. The Collector was really good. I remember watching it, just thinking I felt like it was kind of underrated, but I remember mm-hmm. watching it going, damn, this is actually really good. So
yeah, they both of them are very, very good. I think up next was Pray for the Devil. That's a new movie that came out pretty recently. I think it came out over the holiday.
Okay.
Pray for the Devil, it's another one of those exorcist movies. Exorcist wannabe movies. A nun prepares to perform an exorcism and comes face to face with demonic force and the mysterious ties to her past.
Exorcist movies, like, you know, it's like you see one, you see them all, and but you after seeing The Exorcist back in the 70s, mm-hmm. and when you first saw that, it's kind of like a disappointment. There's a couple of them out there that are okay, but so this one's not one of your top favorites.
It's not, and it's also PG-13, which is like okay.
Yeah, for a horror movie. Right. For a horror movie, I'm like, man, if you have a horror movie that's PG-13, it's probably not going to be a good horror movie. I'm sorry. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
I mean, it happens. Look, you want to go see that movie, Megan. Megan is PG-13. But, I mean, Insidious was PG-13. So, I mean, it does happen.
Okay.
Occasionally it does. Occasionally
some mm-hmm. directors can pull it off. Okay. Yes, but just a little handful though.
It is rare. Yes. And up next was a movie I watched the other day. It dropped, actually it was yesterday because it dropped yesterday. Written by Kevin Williamson, the guy who did Scream and Dawson's Creek, and I Know What You Did Last Summer and all that. Stick.
Yes.
Due to the pandemic, Parker and her best friend decide to quarantine at the family lake house alone, or so they think. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Good, because that's definitely on my list of movies to watch. I was like, even if you told me you didn't like it, I would still watch it anyways. But the fact that you like it, that gives it bonus right there.
It's on Peacock. I mean, to me, reliving the pandemic, because it starts out and the guy goes into the grocery store and there's no toilet paper. And I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot all about that. So you're like reliving that horror again. So, you know, and everybody's like, wear your mask. You got a mask? You know, that kind of stuff. It's hard to do the pandemic, a movie like which you're focusing on the pandemic and not get political. So there are those points about it for sure. But I think it was done well. I think it was. I don't know if the characters are likable as much as, like, say, you know, movies from 10 years ago. I mean, Kevin Williamson's a great writer, but I wasn't like, oh my God, please don't let this one die. You know, like, just kill him. But
just kill him already.
but once it starts into it, I mean, it's a good, almost you could say invasion, home invasion like movie, but there are reasons for it, so you find out at the end. But yeah, it's I'd say definitely worth a watch for sure.
Okay, awesome.
And the last thing I watched, which I just watched before we did this podcast, is a new little movie called Candyland.
I feel like I either seen a trailer for it. All right, you have to refresh me. Tell me what it's about.
It's a seemingly naive and devout young woman finds her way in the underground world of truck stop sex workers, aka lot lizards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I've seen the trailer. Did you like it?
I did like it. I thought it was pretty fun. Yeah. It's a good indie film, and it's not big budget or anything like that, but it's a good indie film.
Do you know off top of your head, like, where we can stream it at?
I don't know if it's like on a streaming service. You can like rent it on all the places. I got it Redbox. So
okay, gotcha.
Prime and you know, and all those that you can stream, that you get YouTube where you can rent movies and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on anything yet. I think this was going to end up eventually on Tubi for sure, but I don't think it's there yet. But it just came out not that long ago. But it was pretty good. It's, you know, it's about these sex workers at a truck stop, and, you know, and then these Christians come and they try to, like, you know, repent, blah, blah, blah. But in it, one of the women, young girl, she ends up staying with them and kind of gets incorporated with them. It's not really a whodunit slasher, though. I mean, you could call it like a slasher, but you know who it is right away. It's pretty obvious, but it was still pretty fun. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
But I would say give that one a watch for sure. And that's about it. I mean, so yeah, there's a million things I watch, but, you know, a lot of them were just rewatches and stuff. You know, just
yeah, I've done a lot of rewatches too. Just been crazy busy. Sometimes, like, if I know my focus can't be like on the movie, I'll just do like a rewatch. Like when I was packing my bags to go out of town, and so I've done a lot of rewatches, but. Nothing really interesting to talk about. So I'm excited about the new things. I made a new list, or I added to my list after talking to you tonight of okay. horror movies to watch 2023.
Very cool. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. There's definitely going to be some new things, some things that we haven't even heard about yet coming down the pike. That's probably going to be interesting. I don't know if anything's going to be hardcore or not, you know, but we'll see. I'm sure somebody out there is making a hardcore movie right now, right?
Yeah. And if you're listening to this podcast, go and comment. Mike and I both post it up everywhere. Check us out on Facebook. If you can comment on there, hey, check out this movie 2023. Any recommendations, we can talk about it. Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're always looking for new movies, things that people might have found that we haven't found, because it does come sometimes get to be a needle in the haystack sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, totally. That's why I'm like, man, if anybody has recommendations, I'm all about it. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not just movies, but anything horror related, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
for sure.
So if we have some listeners that are new, let's remind them that we are like indie. We've made some indie stuff, you know. So what's that movie that you were in that people can watch now?
Oh, so you can check us out. So my first feature film is a movie called Deadlines. It's by Flickering Candle Productions, and you can stream it for free right now on Tubi.
Awesome. And you can go, while you're there on Tubi, you can go watch one of my movies, which is Cellar Secret. Yeah, the secret in the cellar, but it's Cellar Secret is the name.
Which is my favorite movie. My favorite movie, Faux Pas Films. It was awesome. You got to check that one out too.
Yeah, give it a watch and let us know what you think. You got anything else right now?
Hey man, that's all I got till next time. But it looks like I got a pretty good long list of things to watch between awesome. Now and then.
Awesome. All right then. Until next time, everybody stay hard. Core, Bridget, say hardcore.
Hardcore, Mike.
Hard. All right. Until next time. Later.
Bye. Wow. That's hardcore.
Nothing harder.
Hardcore Horror with Mike and Bridget is a part of the Tennessee Horror Podcast Network.